Eat less, live longer? Page 66.
Owen and Kanto live near each other. They lead similar lives and are close in age, but they look very different. Kanto is strong and healthy. Owen, on the other hand, is slow and heavy. He's losing his hair, and he moves like an old man. The biggest difference between Owen and Kanto, however, is their life expectancy. Scientists expect Kanto to live 30% longer than Owen. Why? Every day for 17 years, Kanto has eaten a diet with many fewer calories than Owen. Scientists think this is the reason Kanto does not have heart disease or diabetes, common health problems in old age. It seems that eating less has kept Kanto's body younger. Owen and Kanto are not people. They are monkeys. They live in a scientific research laboratory at the University of Wisconsin in the United States. Scientists at the lab are studying the effects of low-calorie diets. Does eating a diet with many fewer calories in it have health benefits? Does eating less also increase life expectancy? Scientists in other laboratories around the world are doing similar research. So far, the results suggest the same thing. If you restrict the number of calories that an animal eats, it will live longer than an animal that eats a lot. In one study, mice ate 30% fewer calories than normal. These mice lived 40% longer than the mice that had a normal diet. They also had fewer age-related problems and diseases. Scientists are beginning to understand the reason for the benefits of eating less. When the body gets less food, the body produces a substance called sirtuin. This substance acts on the genes in the body that control aging. Sirtuin seems to slow down the aging process. Humans, of course, are not lab animals. Will a very low-calorie diet give humans the same health benefits as lab animals? Scientists are beginning to study the effects of calorie restriction on humans, too. In one study, scientists studied two groups of people for 3 years. In the first group, people ate a normal diet. They consumed between 2,000 and 3,500 calories a day. In the second group, people ate a healthy, low-calorie diet. They consumed only 1,000 to 2,000 calories a day. After 3 years, the people in the second group were significantly healthier. They had lowered their risk of diabetes and heart disease. Will eating fewer calories lead to a greater life expectancy for humans? It will take scientists much longer to find this out. Humans live much longer than laboratory animals, such as mice and monkeys. There is a group of people, however, who already believe they will live longer by eating less. They are members of the Calorie Restriction Society. They have studied the data about animals. They believe that restricting their calories will increase their life expectancy and help them live healthier lives. On some days, they fast, and they rarely eat more than 2,000 calories a day. Scientists don't expect many people to follow such an extreme diet. They also don't expect a huge increase in human life expectancy. Many scientists expect an increase of about 9%, but others expect only 2%. They believe the major benefit of a low-calorie diet is a healthier, more active life, as Kanto the monkey has. A 90-year-old may feel like a 65-year-old. We are still waiting for scientists to tell us if calorie restriction really works. So the best advice is to eat well. Just don't eat too much.